was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order, nations with
welcome
orders.
Resurrected Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Broadcasting Network. Tonight, a very special episode for us, coming back to the show. Hope to be having a host in the future when he has the time from the incredible research that he does is Mr. Ken Dose. And he's going to be sharing with us some important information tonight. As well, as part of this research is a specialty of my Lori, which is Lori Ann, Texas 101. She's going to be taking the lead tonight with Ken. I'm here, Thomas Robert Lacabera Stewart, your host, and I would ask all of you to please withhold your calls as long as you can. We're trying to get through the first with giving you information, and if you would like to, please start your call-ins, questions, comments after the second hour. So, that being said, if you support the network, of course, you can go to resurrectedrepublic.com, click on the PayPal. If you find this information important, you want to share it with other people, you can find our links there, our podcast there. And until then, I'm going to hand this over to Lori Ann, Texas 101.
Hello. Hi, Ken. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me on again. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, sir. It's good to have you. It's a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on. I appreciate it. This is important information, and we've done some good shows together. Let's keep them going. And yes, when I have some time, yeah, as soon as I loosen up a little bit, yes, I'm taking you up on that.
And
as well
can
as the website
you...
as well, which we still have to kind of put together yet. And the information's backing up, so it needs to get out there.
Sure. Well, we have a website. Our listeners know our website is relaunching soon. We're joined also tonight by our other co-host, John Mesmer. John and I are going to be sitting back kind of in the bleachers tonight while you share your information. But John O, right. He's our technical man. He is working on a relaunch of our website, and we're going to be giving you and your information a very special place on our website.
And John, I did get your email today, we'll be talking, definitely.
Yes, and we're going to be having a special place on Resurrected Republic for all of your information, so that you're not just resigned to social media, that we can launch your stuff on resurrectedrepublic.com. But until then, I'm gonna step back, and I'm gonna hand this over to Lori Ann, who is She is my specialist in your research. Without her, I would be lost. So I'm going to step back and give it to her. I will be here if you folks need me. But Lori, the floor is yours.
Thank you. And some of the people, I know some of this will go over your head just a little bit. We are going to go with a little bit of advanced research here. Hey, we're waiting for you. You will catch up. Just be patient. Ken, you spent the last few weeks in Florida, and you have some interesting news to tell us that I'm chomping at the bit to hear because I haven't heard it either.
Well, and you and I almost made it together too. Had I not gotten sick that one day?
Exactly. So what happened when you were here? You were talking about some amazing things that were happening, and
the one thing I can't do. I don't mean to disappoint. The one thing I can't do is I can't go into detail about it right now. Only for one reason, and that is for a particular date and for the health and safety of a couple of individuals to get to a particular date, which is very close and upcoming. And once that date passes, then the storm is going to hit hard. There are going to be a lot of things that are going to be taking place in Florida, and we'll be breaking in Florida. But I can't go into those particular details of that now. I mean, when I spoke with you, I was at a very important meeting that day, and if you recall, we spoke and talked about getting together the following day, and that's when I got sick. There are some huge, huge things on the plate that are going to be breaking very soon in Florida. I can't really speak about it until after a particular date, which is only a couple weeks away. It involves fraud, lots of fraud, and exposing fraud.
Awesome. And what have you discovered so far that you're wanting to cover tonight? That's the other key issue.
What I want to cover tonight is I want to instill in people and try to get people to understand that. I think a lot of people that have delved into this and have spent any kind of time on this or have spent any time in the courts are fully aware that there is no, that we cannot win at the outlaw side. At the outlaw side is fixed, and it is. We have no remedy on the outlaw side. The outlaw side is there to give remedy to plaintiffs who post their bills, and that's the banks, and that's their job. There is no chance of us getting remedy to where we have no standing. Now, we can go through the issues of Lost at Sea and Admiralty Court and so on and so forth, but I think what I want to talk about is the administrative processes. What we're facing here and what we're looking at, we're not looking at a system of law here. We're looking at a system that's been instituted that is administrative processes that are all patents. And this is the way, there's two ways to beat these guys, as I see it. Well, three ways, actually. Actually, there's three ways. The first way is administratively, through the rebuttal process of presumptive administrative processes, of which there are several. That's number one. Number two is to push it into equity, into exclusive equity, to where we have reversionary rights. And number three is the Attorney General can be called into an act, can be called to act to give remedy for deceptive trade practices to persons, or I'm sorry, to natural persons, important word there, natural persons, who are not proprietorships and not partnerships. And that's very important. It's a very, very important thing for people to understand. What is a natural person? A natural person...
Okay.
Huh?
Can we go one by one on administratively?
Absolutely. Plan on it. But I want to start with number three, though, first.
Natural person, okay.
Yes, let's start with number three and the Attorney General, because that's very important. That's very important to understand. Natural person, to give remedy to natural persons who are not proprietorships and not partnerships for deceptive trade practices. What does that mean? Let's break that down. What's a natural person? Natural person is our living man, our living woman. And this is the importance of the birth certificate. This is the importance of the authentication of that birth certificate. I fear that a lot of people are misunderstanding and misconstruing exactly what this birth certificate represents. You know, some people are advocating that this represents an account and you can take this thing and cash it in at the bank. No, you can't do that. that people are doing it. I don't know how they're doing it, because that's not the point of the authentication. The point of the authentication is to bring yourself back onto the land, to show that, to validate your life and to do the things that we were supposed to do at the age of 18 or 16 or whatever age it was in this, in your particular state, at the age of majority. We didn't do this. We didn't know we were supposed to do this, and we certainly didn't know what the ramifications of it were. But everything that we're dealing with here, folks, hinges on this life-death issue, everything. So the authentication is absolutely 1,000% crucial to get. And just to go through it real quick again, that we talked about last time, what you're doing is you get a certificate of live birth from the Secretary of State in the state that you were born. Once you would get that, a lot of people are talking about long form and all these things. That's not an issue. Those aren't issues, okay? You just need to get a certificate of live birth. It'll be on a blue indigo paper with a certificate paper, okay? When you get that from the Secretary of State of the state that you were born, then what you do is you fill out the authentication and the authentication verification form from the Secretary of State of the state that you were born. I made a mistake. The certificate of live birth you might get from the Department of Health and Vital Statistics of your state. Once you get that, then you go to the Secretary of State of the state you were born, fill out the authentication form, get it for a non-Hague country, but not Indonesia, because it's not a Hague country. And the reason why you don't want a Hague country is because the Hague countries and those treaties and conventions they're under basically threw out the verification process. So it allows for, and this is exactly what happened, what the number one theft is and what the number one fraud is. The number one fraud out there is birth certificate theft, birth certificate fraud. So when you get your authentication, what you want to do is you want to ensure that it is for a non-Hague country. So you get that from your Secretary of State. So now what you have, when that comes back, now you have two forms. You have your verification, authentication from the Secretary of State that you were born in, and you have your certificate of live birth. And you take both those forms, and you go to the Secretary of State, John Kerry, and you fill out the application for authentication from him. And then you take that, you mail both the authentication from the state and your birth certificate to John Kerry. And when you get it back, you have three forms that will be ringed together. And the first top form will be a yellow, pale yellow authentication. It says United States of America, and they'll have John Kerry's signature on it. Underneath that will be your state authentication. Underneath that will be your birth certificate, a certificate of live birth. Okay? Now, what you do with that at that point in time is you've got to get this into record. Now, a lot of people are trying to record these things within the county. The county's not going to record them, and it's not because the county's being bad here or being cruel or being unlawful. They can't record a private document, which is your birth certificate, into the public record. That's why they're not recording them. So what I did was I recorded the face page of my John Kerry authentication into the county record. Okay, so that birth certificate is very, very, very important. Now what you've done is you've established that you're a natural person. So you've got to reconvey that back onto the land, which you do through the county with the face page of your authentication. Okay, now that's very important, because now what you've done is you've met the number one requirement for the Attorney General, which is for natural persons. So now you've established that you're a natural person, you're a living man, you're a living woman. Now comes the next part of that. The next part of that is who are not proprietorships or partnerships. Okay, well, what is a proprietorship or partnership? Now this is where it gets, now this is where we go into the administrative process. This is where we're going to get these people on. We're going to get them on, our target is going to be Secretary of State. Secretary of State and all 50 nations is going to become our targeted place to file rebuttals and to nail these people on, because the partnerships and proprietorships are being created. The Secretary of State, every single state, and they are creating behind our backs, they're turning us into foreign corporations, into limited liability partnerships, into LLCs, into public corporations, into all kinds of different types of corporations and corporate structures, political statuses, essentially. So what they've done is they've turned us into stateless people. We are quite literally stateless. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, and I saw your diagram, and it is on Tom's Facebook page, and I have to put it on the Republic as well, that it really explained how that happened.
And that's just the first page of that. I want to go into great detail on that, because that's very important. Because what we have to understand here, folks, we can't fight them on the at-law side. There is no law. The law that we're dealing with here is their codes and statutes. Their codes and statutes are the bar's game plan and the bar's the American Bar Association's takeover of the United States and all its people. And it's not by law or by codes and statutes. It's by administrative process. Everything they've done is by administrative process. So what they've done here is they have taken, and they've taken our living person, and they've turned us into a stateless. And we're stateless because we're dealing with an international system of trade. That international system of trade operates on the Internet. That Internet is stateless. It's borderless, right? And every time we go through an exchange, which is a clearing exchange, a stock exchange, a commodities exchange, any kind of exchange, we are being put through a, this is an important word, portal. Portal, get it? Port, as in port, vessel. We are being put, so we are traveling all across the world, and we, folks, we're very valuable. Every one of us is worth tens of millions of dollars, if not well over $100 million that have been pilfered and stolen from us. It's been stolen from us and just behind our backs. And it all has to do with this administrative process and how they're doing it. And the engineering of this runs right through the county and right through the state. Now, I would tell you that persons I've spoke with in Florida who have done audits down there have are very familiar with what I'm talking about in so far. And when I was talking about it, he was getting all excited. Yeah, I saw that. and he did. And what it was we have people at the county level who are changing persons' statuses from a husband and a wife to a domestic partnership, to a partner. Now you ask yourself, okay, well, why are they doing that? Well, it's very simple, because they've turned us into these corporations, these foreign entities, these LLPs, these LLCs, all these different configurations, if that's a word, I don't know if it is or not, of entities, and they're making money on us, hand over fist. Well, why don't we know about this? So we're not talking about a mortgage loan here. So if you're sitting there and saying, okay, well, this is about a mortgage loan, no, that's the big facade. The big facade, ladies and gentlemen, is a mortgage loan. There's no such thing as a mortgage loan to real property. No such thing whatsoever. A mortgage is a copyright. That's what the mortgage is. The mortgage is a copyright. And that copyright is that Fannie and Freddie document that we signed. And when we put our signatures upon it, we created the most basic form of a derivative, which is under copyright law. And the person that has that copyright, the person that is the holder of that copyright over us, that's their ticket. That's their dominion over us. And they're selling us time and time again, yes, like shadow. Yes, we were lured into an indentured servitude. Now, again, this is nothing to do with, you can't fight this stuff in the at-law side. It's impossible. Because what we're dealing with is, well, first of all, who the hell do you sue? Who do you sue? Are you going to sue Ackman? Are you going to sue who? Who are you going to sue?
There's not an actual living being to sue. It's all in the corporation.
Well, that's part of it. But part of it is, who are you going to sue? Because it's everywhere. The whole system has been corrupted by administrative process, by the theft of our signature. They have been, so I guess what the point of tonight's conversation is, to get people to understand, listen, there is no law side here. There is no at-law side here. We've been tricked. We fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. We fell for it. We fell line and step with everything that they've done to us. And I think the hardest thing for people to understand, and once you get past this part, you're going to be home free. But the hardest thing for people to understand is to be able to look in the mirror and convince yourself that you've been lied to, that the past 10, 20 years of your life have been a lie. And it really has been. It really has been. Everything that we see out there that we think is real, it's not. It's not real. It's not real.
And I think I think a key thing to say also, Ken, is it's a very hard concept for people to understand.
Yes.
That they look at us as a dead entity and mm-hmm. that we don't exist. And you're mm-hmm. coming back to life in their paper computer world. It's like the Matrix. Your reality is still your reality. Don't ever lose that.
Right, your reality is your reality. Yes, you're losing your houses and you're losing your jobs, and yes, that's a reality. But the cover for it is a fraud. It's an illusion. Because you know why, and you know why it is an illusion. You know why they strive so hard at it. You know why that they strive so hard to keep this illusion in place. Because when you pull back the veil, it's very, very simple, and the fraud is so easily recognizable. And when you recognize it, it is so damn blatant that there's nothing they can do to stop us. Nothing.
It's
from correcting
everywhere,
and we have every single right to correct it. And that's what we have to learn. We have to learn how to correct it. Now let's go back to number three again, back to the Attorney General. Okay, so we've already established natural persons, right?
Yeah. You still there, Ken? I think we've lost Ken for a minute.
I do believe we have lost Ken for a moment. We can try and get back here. How convenient. I hate it when these things happen. But what he's talking about, folks, I think is more important, ultimately, is he's talking about freeing ourselves, truly. You know, Ken, he's been a big part of deep research into a lot of these corporations and the processes of which they've used to enslave us from the very beginning. And we've had him on a number of times, and I have to say, folks, that the highest amount of listens, the episodes that we've shared that have gotten the greatest amount of attention have been from Mr. Ken Dost.
And the other thing is, Ken is actually doing, instead of just saying in research, he's actually on the ground floor going out, doing this first, making sure that no one's going to be harmed by what he says. That's the key reason why I will even speak to Ken, is he's actually doing it.
I know, you've been very, very, very selective. I will give you that.
So those are the key things. And I know when he gets back, one of the key things that he was trying to hit about the natural person, that is a really difficult issue for people to understand. And once you go into court, you want to have standing. Well, the key thing I like to say is dead men tell no tales. They're pirates. You cannot speak or be heard unless you have someone going in there, their little seance people. You cannot talk unless you have somebody that's a go-between. That's why we have the bar. When you go back to the land and you
yes.
see the natural person and read their rules of their court, then you can understand that there is another way to be seen by the court and be able to be heard. And I've had it actually happen to me in court where I've stood up and the judge had a rule and wouldn't tell me what the rule was till after court, and the rule actually was you had to be a natural person for him to hear you and for you to stand there. And he just grinned, and I chewed him out, of course. But these are the main concepts that you really need to learn to get through to find out why nothing's working for people. It's the key thing that most people going through courts need to find out right now. Who are you? How are you being presented to court? And can you even be seen? So these things, not only just court, but in your mortgages, with your children, with everything you do in life, that's a key important issue.
Yeah, surely it is. We're having real trouble reconnecting with Ken.
Ken sent me a message. His whole town just went black. So something's going on with his town. And not sure what's going on. He asked if you call him on the cell. There's the first number that we sent to you. Mike, try that number.
And folks, we apologize for the hiccup. It's par for the course in live radio.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing that's been going on all day. I think they've had some kind of internet hiccup with Netflix and Google, or quite a few. I don't think it was Google, but quite a few other sites that have been going down today. That somebody's hacking quite a few things. So the country is under attack in some way.
Yes, we're aware of that. There's all kinds of shady things going on with Russia. Or at least they like to try and you know, point the finger at the boogeyman as being Russia. I don't know how accurate that is. We're trying to get him back now, folks. So you just stay tuned. Don't let go of your line right here. We're all clamoring in the background here. All circuits busy on his cell. Apparently, we are having a real hard time getting him.
That's strange that his whole town is out of, the electricity is down. His whole town went black. Something's going on up in Oregon. So here comes the conspiracy theorist again. Hopefully it's just a storm up there.
Tell him to, if you're in contact with him, tell him to call the board op, see if we can get him through that method. Unless what you're telling me is he's text only, which I don't know how to defeat that. Folks, don't drop off this line. This is what, of course, these banksters would exactly want you to do, is take this opportunity to become discouraged and change your dial or make another call or jump on the internet and do something else. Don't let them win. Do not let them win. That's all I can say to you about that. This is par for the course in what we do. It happens often. In the meantime, what I can do is, how about see if you can go to RTR Truth Media on our YouTube channel, Mike. Bring that up. Posted recently. I would like to share with you some information about the Clinton Foundation, which was hacked, exposing a mega donor list, a massive pay-to-play scheme. We've talked about this briefly. Now, of course, we have right now going on an election that many people consider to be the most important election that we've gone through. But I tell you right now, it is so more important to keep Clinton from that White House than it is to support any other single individual. We're going to go to break, and we're going to try and get Kendos back to you. Just hang in there. Hang tight. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast. On our end.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am your host, Tom Lackabara Stewart. We are joined tonight by my co-host, and God, I love it when she joins us. That is Lori Ann, Texas 101, and we are doing a show. We have a guest tonight, Ken Dost, and he was knocked off. Apparently his whole town went black for some reason. He's up there in Oregon, a place that I'm all too familiar with. Very familiar with, but he is back with us, so I'm going to step back again, and Ken, you and Lori, take the floor.
You ready, Ken? We were talking about that third option with the Attorney General and the natural person.
Yeah, that was strange. We were talking, the whole town went black. I mean, the whole town. There's no storm or anything, so it's kind of weird. My daughter called me, she's down at the football game, and she said, Power's gone. So the whole town of Scappoose is out of power. Strange. Anyhow, so I'm back on my cell phone. So hopefully this connection will stay. It tends to drop. Hopefully it doesn't. So, yes. Okay, third option. Where were we? You're talking about the Attorney General. Actually, we're talking about natural persons, weren't we?
Yes, sir.
And, well, okay, so we've already established what natural persons are. We've already established the authentication. So we have that down. It's dark out here. Phew. Yeah, I didn't realize how dark it gets up here at night. With proprietorships and partnerships, with the, and you mentioned about that the diagram that posted. Yes, I'm going to be expanding that diagram to include the whole damn thing to explain what they're doing here. What they've done here is through the county, they are reducing, and they're changing. This is by directive of the department. That's from Oregon, but I'm it follows suit in Florida. It follows suit everywhere. But check your state to make sure. It follows suit that the Department of Health and Human Services, in Oregon's case, is coming out of the Epidemiology Department of all places, that is giving directives to county registrars. It's different from a county registrar. County registrar deals with death certificates, more specifically death deeds, which is different from a death certificate. And so what they're doing is by directive, they're getting the registrar to change person's marriage status from husband, wife, husband, spouse, which is also goes to common law English estate, which is what all this is based on, to a domestic partnership, to a partner. So that this way, when they foreclose on somebody, what they can do is they can domesticate, they're domesticating us back to the land, so they're saying, okay, you're a United States citizen now. They're going to hit you with taxes, all deferred taxes, while they take all the returns, and it's being directed to at the county level to make these changes. And the reason why they're doing this is so that they can go ahead and that they can write us off and get us to abandon our estates and whatnot. And okay, can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah. And we don't know what's going on up there because they are dealing with the power outage up there as well.
Folks, we have an ongoing power outage in the entire area of the region that Ken Dost is coming to us live from. We are essentially trying to find out now what is going on.
Okay, I'm back. Apparently it's an accident.
Is everything
so
okay? Is
a bad? You there?
What was that? What was it? What was it, Ken?
Apparently, it was a bad accident at the bottom of my hill that took out a transformer and blew up a transformer, so it knocked the whole town.
Wow!
So it was a bad accident.
Well,
so I don't know. So I don't, you know, hopefully, they're okay.
We pray for those who have been involved in this accident. Father, please be with them in this time of their need, and please give your guidance and your love and your care to them. In Jesus' name, amen, and let's go on with the show.
Yes, it'd be okay. So where were we?
We were talking about how they deal with the county registrar versus the registrar.
Yes, the county registrar is being directed, registrar is being directed to alter people's statuses. And this is what this is all about. What this is about, this has nothing to do with the mortgage loan, folks. What they've done here, they've created hundreds of patented processes that are gimmicks and schemes for generation of money and wealth. Wealth generation. They're using your signature, my signature, our all caps name, which is our estate. They're using our all caps name as the, in my case, Kenneth W. Dost, which is my transmitting utility. And they are bleeding from my public benefit, Social Security, because they're administering it as Kenneth Dost. So there's three estates that are out there, all caps. Kenneth William Dost, which is my trademark, my unregistered trademark, service mark, and estate, Kenneth W. Dost, all caps, which is the transmitting utility, and Kenneth Dost, all caps, which is public benefits and Social Security. So what they've done here is they have devised a multitude of complicated but very blatant patents, which are nothing more than saying, well, we're going to create an estate here, and we're going to create some stocks and bonds, and we're going to shift it over to annuities, and it's going to get a return of such and such percentage, and so on and so forth. So we're not dealing with anything that's real high technical algorithmic processes here. We're dealing with somebody's words that are put to a program to steal our identity and to make multitudes of wealth generation for themselves. Now, we are the issuers because we're the signatory here. Because remember, they don't want any liability. They don't want. There's no ownership here. Remember the saying. I think we've all heard it. Own nothing, but control everything. That's what we're doing here. They stuck us with ownership, and you know, with this lure that oh great, we're going to be part of the American dream, right? Own a house,
right?
Get a white picket fence, you know, so we sell for it. But what they did was they set us up to take ownership in the county record so that they can come back and build wealth-generating schemes that are built to our estate, trust in our estate, the Sesta case, and to build wealth in those estates, but they can't touch the estate. They can't touch those trusts until they get us to abandon our property. So what they've done here
Can I kind of stop us for a second? And
sure.
I want to ask a question because it might clarify for people that are listening. This is talking about the different companies that they open up behind the scene, such as Kenneth Doss,
yes,
and anything else. It's the same thing But it's the same thing, and I'm asking, is it the same thing as saying, okay, you can see this with your independent school districts. You'll have your independent school district, and then you'll have each individual school listed as a corporation. Well, what they've done is they've taken your name, listed you as different entities using a different version of your name, how it is written, and using it in different ways. So that one corporation will sell widgets, one corporation will sell electricity, and another corporation will sell real estate. And those are all examples.
That's a good way of putting it.
Okay, and that's kind of, I want to make sure I understand as well, that this is what they're doing, taking the name and doing this with our signature.
Yes, they're doing this with our identity. They got that by uninformed consent. Now, the uninformed consent that they got that through was if you're a MERS loan, which was over $100 million, got that through an underlying agreement to the MERS trademark, which was never disclosed to anybody. If you weren't a MERS loan, it doesn't matter because they just converted you to it anyhow because, hey, they've gotten away with it this many years, and nobody's caught on to them. Nobody's caught on to them except for, I think, me and a few other people have caught on to what their name is. And what it is you've got to understand that we are very valuable. Our signature is immensely valuable. Why? Because of all the patented processes out there. Now, I was going to read a whole list of patents I put together to give you an idea before the power went on. I can't read them to you. So, but what they were was these are all patents that are geared towards estate building, towards wealth generation, towards interstate transactions, towards exceeding property back to the state, towards pension building. And these are all patents and processes that we are the grantor to. Now, when people say that's their crap, not our crap, to some degree, yes, they're right. It is their crap. It's their processes, their system, but it's our identities. It's our property that is being used and being stolen, and it's being built and wealth-generating schemes to make them multi-million dollars over and over, time and time again. So this is the greatest fraud in the history of the civilized world, and it's not that complex, folks. If you can get past the fact, you can understand, and yes, I agree, it's not... It's something you have to think outside the box to understand it. You have to think of you have to think of yourself standing tall in front of a mirror and imagine little mini me's popping off of you, like thousands of mini me's popping off of you, and those mini me's are being sold over and over and over again. Like you said, I'll use real estate for as an example. I'll use ranches like down in Malheur, for example, Harney County, for example. You know, you got gold rights that are sold off. You got water rights that are sold off. You got mineral rights that are sold off. So they're taking a person's property and they're fractionalizing it and stealing off different investments off of that piece of property, off that piece of person, and they're selling it for full value. And who gave them the authority to do that? I didn't. I thought I was signing a mortgage loan. I thought I was signing a UCC-3 negotiable instrument that's signed, sealed, and delivered. And once it's sold, it's sold. I mean, everything's sold in that nice little neat package, right? That's not what's going on here at all.
And Ken, one of the things when I had an audit done, well, I had a partial audit done on my home, was I thought I was borrowing the money and I was the borrower. I was surprised to find out I was the guarantor and that there was someone else unnamed as the borrower who had a trustee named in their place. So there was no way to find out who the actual borrower was. So on my own, I am listed as a guarantor, which means I'll cover the loan. I didn't get the money and I didn't receive it, but someone else borrowed the money so that when my loan was sold...
Let's change that. They didn't borrow the money. They borrowed your identity. They stole your identity and stole the value of your identity is what they did.
Absolutely. It's through those patents. That's what we found. And some of the patents, actually, I was reading some of them were quite amazing. If you get a chance to go on Facebook and look at Mortgage Equal Copyright Derivatives, that's Ken's page, he has some pretty interesting paperwork he's posted up in the last couple of days that you might want to take a look at. And the page is pretty interesting. You can just go and look at it.
It's when you get down to the heart of it, it's very simple. What we've got to do at the end of the day, and I'll say it in a phrase, what we've got to do at the end of the day, and some people are going to say, no, we don't want to do this, but you have to do this. This is the path to freedom. We have to learn to become captains of our own vessel and become good merchants in commerce. Now, what do I mean by good merchants in commerce? Good merchants over the control of our minor children, our protected person, our all caps name. The goal here... And we have to do this because this is how our system is set up, and this is what we're supposed to do. We've got a military court that's acting in admiralty. Okay, so we're lost at sea, plain and simple. We're lost at sea. We're gone, and while we're gone, somebody else is taking care of our assets for us, and they're growing our assets for us, and they're doing a damn good job of it. So now we're back. So now what we have to do. We have to put ourselves back on the ground, back on the land, which is the purpose of that authentication. So now we're not dead anymore. Now we are natural persons, natural living persons. And as such, what we do at that point in time, we can go two different directions here. We can go three different directions. Like I said, we can go to the Attorney General and force them to act, or we can go act administratively, or we can go into equity. We can do all three, really. We can use if we do it, if we're careful about how we do it. The people that are filing commercial liens, stop it. Stop filing commercial liens. Stop with the anger. Stop going after the courts. Stop going after the judges. Stop going after the banks. You can't win. You're going to go to jail.
One of the things to help the anger is that we were all born into this. Every man and woman on this earth was born into this. Some of us woke up on the wrong side. Some of us woke up on the innocent side. Either way, the people that are on the other side of this, the ones that are actually doing this, some are criminals, but there are some that don't know what they're doing. They really don't. And we
now,
need
here, now here's, to now, now, stop on that point for a minute. Now, stop on that point. Let's talk about that point for a minute. You bring up a very good point. Because these are all administrative processes, meaning that they're all computer programs, they're all, you know, it's a bunch of, used to call pencil pushers in the past. Now they're button pushers. You know, they're people that are operating at terminals in the county and all various different locations that really don't know what the heck they're doing. They're just doing their job.
Right.
But see, what we need to do now is we need to make them aware that, hey, do you know that, did you even think about that what you're doing here is you're contributing to somebody's irreparable harms by doing your job, by changing people's statuses from husband and spouse to partner, do you realize what you're doing is contributing to the irreparable harm of a family? So now we make them aware of that. Once we make these people aware of that, now they're personally liable.
Because now they have a decision to make.
Pardon me?
Now we can affect change in a positive way without causing harm to anyone.
Yes. You know what? We got to do away with the anger, and I'll say what we need to do here. And some people will be shocked at this, but I think once people that are walking this path will understand what I'm talking about, and you have to walk this path. We've got to let the banks go. We've got to let them go, and I'll tell you why. Because we need the banks. We do need the banks because the banks are what keeps us is going to allow us to act as merchants or captains of our own vessel and allow us to operate as merchants in commerce. But we got to let the banks go. What we're going to do here is we've got to do a very good strategic move here. We've got because we can't fight them on the at-law side. We've got to abandon that. Now, again, I'm not an attorney. I've got to put this out there. I'm not an attorney. It's not legal advice, but this is the facts. Okay. What we've got to do is we've got to abandon this foreclosure and this defense stuff because the arguments are wrong anyhow. How can you argue facts to an illusion? You can't because the illusion is not true. So you've got to get down to the facts and the facts-based administrative processes. So what happens here is, and the way that I'm doing this, I filed a challenge to subject matter jurisdiction to challenge their jurisdiction to make any kind of ruling at all. Because these judges and these courts are operating traditionally on administrative processes. And if the most basic law about administrative processes are that you cannot, you should not, and it's inappropriate to bring any kind of legal action until you have exhausted every administrative process. Well, guess what? We didn't exhaust any administrative processes because we were all fooled and lied to and with the belief that we were in a judicial setting, and we're not. It's all a setup. The whole damn thing is a setup. You know, they haul our butts in the court so that they can find us financially incapacitated, so that they can kill off the husband and spouse, so they can kill off the seed, so that they're behind their backs, they can file administratively abandonments of property and other various forms so that they can get to the estate and steal our estate from us and deliver us safely into the hands of wards of the state. It is very, very well-engineered. Very, very well engineered and very well and very systematic process. That's what makes this thing so easy to unravel because there's no mystery.
And I want to clarify something to people that are listening that are new. These processes that we are talking about, these are paperwork processes. These are paperwork via the computer, electronically, or in the olden times were paper that actually. Just forming a corporation. A corporation is listed under law as a person, but it's not a living, breathing, sentient being. Right. These people are actually taking pieces of paper and calling them persons and trading them, right. Doing these processes, have patented these persons, which yes. They have divided you into multiple persons.
Right.
And now they're maneuvering via the computer. And that's when Ken says there's a million of you mini-me's. They're taking these millions of persons that they've created in your name in different versions and doing different activities all behind the scenes, whether it's for your mortgage, whether your child's in school, whether it's the data that you're putting in for a credit card, whatever you're doing that goes on the computer with an electronic signature, most of the patents I've seen Ken pull are with electronic signature. They're making other corporations or persons,
right?
With your
what they've done is they've
identity and doing things behind your back. This is what we're talking about. I hope that clarifies.
Right. What they've done is they've taken that paper document that you signed and they threw it away. They turned it into an electronic, what they call a smart doc, and business objects, and they created a digital cryptographic public and private, which you should have the private key to. They never gave it to us. They stole that key. And that's the private side. So see, what we have to do here, It's not that complicated, folks. It really isn't. What we've got to do is balance the books. Let's go back to the birth certificate for a second. What is the birth certificate? It's not an account. It's not to an account. It's to an offsetting account, okay? Because there was a first file that was established. That's called a life cycle file. It's called your master merchant account that was established before that birth certificate was issued. Before. So their account was separated from the very, very beginning. So that account is...
Is that the reason why they take a couple of days after a child is born to actually sign it? They create that merchant account behind it?
Yes. The merchant account is usually created before the child is born or right at the time the child is born. The birth account, when the birth parents act as informants to the birth certificate, that birth file has already been created. It's already been created, okay? So that birth certificate, you know, people say, oh, that's your after birth, that's your death certificate. Well, okay, let's just speak in terms of how to get through this, okay? How to the practical ways to get through this, because there's so much conversation out there about this birth certificate is and DNA, and it's gotten to the point where it's nonsensical and ludicrous. Let's get to the point, this plain and simple point of what it is and what we need to do to cure this thing, okay? Because that's what people want. People want to know what's the solution here, okay? That birth certificate is an offsetting account, is what it is. When you, the goal, what you want to do, at the end of the day, here's what you want to do. You want to take that authenticated birth certificate. You want to put that together with all your other proof of life documents, with all your rebuttals, because remember, you got to rebut all this presumption. You want to put that in a petition form, and you want to submit that into chancery, into probate, into in-camera session with a judge, and you want him to recognize you as that live person, and you want to have all rights, title, and interest as a sole beneficiary to all your estate accounts, all your all-caps names. And once you get that decree, what you want him to do, one of the things he's going to do with that decree is he's going to order that your birth certificate, that one that you got authenticated, be sent to Department of Health and Federal Statistics and put in a lockbox and stored and sealed. Which means that the person that that certificate belongs to has claimed that birth certificate and can't be used again. Wow. It's done. Nobody can claim it. But you've claimed it now. You've established your life.
Okay, and I want to make one point real quick, too, because some people don't know about the DNA. The DNA evidence, even though we're brushing across it and pushing it aside, it's important for other issues out there and the people that are studying that. That wasn't a knock at you. I understand exactly where
another avenue.
Right. I just want to make sure. Because I really respect the people doing that.
I'm not knocking anybody on that. I just think let's not confuse it with what we're trying to get to.
Exactly. And I want to make it very clear that the research is respected and it will come into play with some of the Agenda 2030 issues that are coming in, but not with the birth certificate. They're kind of not on the right path yet, but they are close.
I spoke a little harshly there, and I didn't mean it in that tone. But I get frustrated.
I get
frustrated because I want to get us to an end here, and we're very close to an end. I think that's important to focus to that end, to focus the solutions instead of getting people thrown off on other tracks. But yes, exactly. I agree with you. The DNA and everything is very, very important, but it doesn't feed to the solution, as far as I see it, at this point. It doesn't. The solution is a very simple process. 1, 2, 3. That's it.
And once you get that process down, and we can actually get people a little bit free and have some standing, we might be able to get... We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I'm not interested in ops. Photo ops.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.